What up, Thuggles?
What's going on, guys? It's Muggle Hustle. You have just downloaded the Goblet of Fire Hustle, or Goblet of Hustle, depending on what you want to call it. We have something mildly special for... Yeah, I said it. For this installment of the Audio Hustle series, some of you may know just from me talking about her, but my friend Claire is with me today. Claire, do you want to say hi?
Hi.
This is Claire. Normally she just handles the website and nerdy shit, but I'm letting her probably ruin this for everyone. I'm just kidding. This is going to be a fun movie, I think. We had some fun. I mean, it's kind of silly. Would you agree? It's
silly-ish.
I mean,
it looks silly, and, you know, it is silly. So, yeah, I would say that it is silly.
Plus the added benefit of we have all the kids kind of...
They're at their awkwardest.
Yeah, they're being so awkward. And so there's, like, implied silliness, unintentional silliness, and actual silliness.
Yeah. It's three levels.
This was like my favorite book, I think, though. Or certainly was up there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a big fan of it, but it's not my favorite.
It stands alone. It's really interesting because you could take this book out of the whole series, I think. I mean, more or less. Obviously, the resurrection of Voldemort
is
important.
I don't know anything about this story or the characters or the people in it. So I'm just coming into this cold.
That's just a goddamn lie.
But I'm really excited about the vampire character.
Yeah. The vampire, I mean, we got everything in this. We got vampires. We got wizards. So yeah. Anyway, you guys, you kind of know the drill. Do we have a drinking game for this?
Mine was when Malfoy says, "My father will hear about this." Traditionally, that's when I drink, both
but
in the books and in the movies.
Doesn't that only happen, like, once or twice?
Yeah, but, like, you chug.
Okay, so you would just, like, drink
you just
the entire...
finish your drink. I don't know if there's a better one.
There's not, yeah.
You could, every time somebody has a bad haircut, but you'd be, like, hospitalized.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe this is just a drink at your own will kind of.
How about this? Because it is the Tri-Wizard Tournament, but there are four wizards and three tasks, let's say that you need to drink at least three up to four beverages over the course of the film.
Okay, that's really smart.
Thank you.
I like that. Okay.
If that's the only thing I contribute, I'm proud.
Okay, no, let's say there's three tasks. So let's say you have to finish three drinks. And, you know, we don't have, like, Barty Crouch or Dumbledore around to really kind of enforce the rules.
I agree.
So you're going to have to kind of, you know, be your own judge. I'm drinking PBR at the moment. Claire is drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade.
That's right.
Which is a interesting, borderline offensive choice. But...
It's a grown-up drink for a grown-up lady.
Okay. Moving on. All right, so let's get down to brass tacks. You guys know how this works. I'm going to count down and say pause. You'll pause this track.
Put your paws in the air.
Oh, my God. I am regretting this so much already. Okay, so you pause this track, and then you start the movie. And then... Oh, this one's tough. So normally we sync up with the WB logo, but for this particular intro...
It's very special.
Yeah, well, it's special, and it's really fucking difficult to tell, like, when the WB logo ends and when this Skull Cave starts.
Yeah.
So I think what we're going to do is we're going to do the same thing we normally do, but we're going to do it with the Harry Potter logo. And so we'll kind of push into that, and it will disappear. And as soon as it completely disappears from the frame, that's when you'll press play on this track again. And we should be synced up. So just to recap, not the WB logo, the Harry Potter logo. You'll pause this track after I count down, and then once you push completely through the Harry Potter logo, you'll press play on this track again. Okay, wow, that was a lot of explanation, and
well, you talk to them like they're idiots.
Well, I okay, fair play, fair play. Okay, so here we go, countdown time.
Can I do it?
Yeah, you can do it.
You can say pause, I just want to say 3, 2, 1.
Okay, but don't do it.
I'll do it slow.
Okay, not too slow, but not too fast, just like a normal.
Like a normal.
Normal person. Not like someone who drinks Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Fuck you. 3, 2, 1.
Pause. All right, we are back. Kind of a fucked up graveyard.
Yeah.
You don't see too many with the grim fucking Reaper in it. Unnecessary. It's very British of you. Tea kettle. What the hell is that?
Oh, it's those meddling kids again.
Those damn teenagers making sex with each other. Leave it up to... What is this guy's name? Frank?
The housekeeper.
Frank the butler.
You know, the owl really is the most ominous sounding of night-winged creatures.
Yeah.
I believe.
That's a
scientific fact.
Besides bats, are there any other night-winged creatures?
It's pronounced winged.
Winged. It may be pronounced that way, but I'm not going to say it.
Oof. Get an escalator, right?
I don't think I would make it this far. Like, if there was a light on... Oh, wait. We got creepy whispering going on now. The boy is everything. It'd be an awkward conversation to overhear. Oh, dear God.
Oh, the shoes you could unethically make from that snake.
I don't think my reaction to a giant fucking snake slithering right by me would be to just stand there and, like, parse out the situation.
I don't know. She has a pretty sexy voice. Kind of like that late night DJ sound.
Whoa.
Tea's ready.
I don't know where you're from, Voldemort, but in Texas, we don't greet people by killing them.
It's a nice wig Harry's got on here.
Get a fucking haircut. Just now, you? Somebody's voice has changed. Puberty!
Jeez, what a nag.
She just got there. Why is she, like... making all the rules all of a sudden.
Women, right?
I know. God. What has two thumbs and is excited we don't have to start the movie off at the Dursleys? This guy.
They can't see you. You know they can't see you.
Don't fucking ruin this for me.
Hottie alert!
What fucking 18-year-old kid just, like, climbs trees and hangs out there?
A super hot vampire kid.
That would be way uncool. I would just immediately dismiss him.
We are at red alert with regard to Harry's puberty situation.
Why? What else did you notice?
He's disgusting looking. He looks like a disgusting child going through puberty.
Wow. God.
Sorry. Actually, everyone's hairstyle here was imported from 1973, so we're just kind of rolling with it, I guess.
Yeah. It's not ideal.
Fucking.
Kind of seems like they all have a foot fetish. Ah. Oh, this CGI is better than Avatar.
Blasphemy.
You know, if this was a Delta port key, they'd probably be connecting in Atlanta right now.
What is this, Mary Poppins?
Like a couple of fairy princesses, that landing was. Welcome to Coachella. Beards everywhere. Lord knows how many wizard STDs are just flying around this campsite right now.
It's fertile grounds.
Exactly.
It's reckless. Reckless behavior.
It's like there's no adults. It's like mom and dad went on vacation. Fucking Irishman.
Hey! Watch it.
That tent does not seem big enough for all those people.
What the? What? Hold the phone!
What?
Now, if camping was like this, I might actually consider going camping.
I don't know. I don't go places where there isn't Wi-Fi. Wait, shouldn't we make a pop the tent joke?
Well, whatever we can get a hand around.
That's solid, Claire.
Whatever's handy. That's so much better.
Well, you missed it.
Fuck. I need a drink now.
I kind of want to see what the environmental impact report is for this stadium. It's just like a giant fucking hole in the ground.
Good burn, bro.
That's a good burn. I have no comment.
Oh boy, Draco is wearing his formal douchebag uniform for this sports match.
Sports match. Quidditch is really taking off, right?
Yeah, wow. Who'da thunk?
I kind of liked it before it was cool, but
I know you do.
Fun fact, Claire, this stadium seats 10,000 less than the Dallas Cowboys stadium.
I would not classify that fact as fun.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Oh, those brooms are farting.
That's why you don't eat burritos, right?
In no way is this offensive to the Irish, I'm sure.
Well, why would it be when every other Irish stereotype is...
There we go. Top of the morning.
Top of the morning, dancing leprechaun. All that's missing is some Jameson. Who are these ass clowns?
Oh, Christ, Ron. With the TMZ camera? Really?
Kind of looks like everyone has a TMZ camera. This is excessive. Ron's got the biggest boner for Crumb. It's ridiculous. It's like me and Ryan Gosling.
It's like all of us and Ryan Gosling.
Exactly. It gives me great pleasure. You're such a douche.
You know... A gunshot is just more efficient.
Yeah.
Just, you know, not
too well, more exciting.
Oh, looks like they shot their wad on the intro. No CGI left for the gameplay, huh?
Yeah, they skipped like 200 pages.
Looks like they might have their Irish on a bit, you know what I'm saying? Talking about being drunk.
It does... seem like that. Hey, that's the same joke you just made.
I just made that joke.
For the first time ever.
Whoa. So Quidditch is kind of like hockey when you lose, huh?
It's just panic. Well, that escalated quickly. Harry's definitely not going to get separated from everyone else. Oh my god. It's like the KKK, but more terrifying.
So which team were they on?
I don't know, the one that gives me nightmares.
Okay. You only have to stop, drop, and roll when you're actually on fire, Harry. Pro tip.
He's just showing off at this point.
Harry is very good at blacking out during important events.
That's true. Wow. That is a scene. I'm glad I got that extra insurance on the tent.
Great point. Allstate's going to be busy tomorrow.
Returning to the scene of the crime like you've never watched an episode of Law and Order.
Oh, I didn't know they had fireworks. Oh, that's not fireworks.
Oh, shit. It's a Time Lord.
What's a Time Lord?
God, you are the worst. Fuck it's you. Doctor Who. Oh, I think he sees you, Harry. Whoa. Crossing the streams there, fellas.
Gross.
That's Harry's, like, signature move. Getting discovered at the scene of the crime.
It's true.
Get a haircut. Get a fucking haircut. I want to send him to military school. Like, I don't even want him to go to Hogwarts for the rest of this movie.
Yeah, he could use some discipline.
Today's youth, right, Claire?
Yeah, it's just all gone to pot.
To their marijuana cigarettes.
Smoking their pot weed.
That is a fetching sweater that Ron is wearing. I mean, all of his sweaters are, let's be honest. Oh my god. Everyone be cool.
Oh man, she wants it.
Right?
She wants that licorice wand.
Oh, he's just like drunk off that interaction. He didn't even say anything.
He's real glad he can sit down right now. Because of that boner.
How many boner jokes have we made already?
Not enough.
Not there's.
Is there a number that's too many?
Never enough boner jokes.
Does that number exist?
No. The limit does not exist.
Some Oscar-worthy eyebrow acting from Hermione.
I guess we're sending Sirius a direct message now so that the followers can't read it. Thank God we're getting Hedwig. Does it weird you out that she just sits with him in the train? Like, don't you think it would just be covered in owl shit by the end of that trip?
I'm sure it is.
Oh, damn. That is a dope fucking entrance. You know, say what you will about these French ladies, but...
it's fine.
That's how I want to,
Why is he using ping pong paddles?
Well, they're giant-sized ping pong paddles.
Oh, okay.
You can see those from, like, space, like the Great Wall of China.
Gotcha. I love this. Psych! It's a huge boat. Gotcha.
See, I don't know. I'm just not as impressed with this boat that goes underwater. Like, it's just a less awesome submarine. That's what that boat is.
I disagree. I think it is a more awesome submarine, and I think that you're an ignorant fool.
Tom Clancy would hate this boat. Because he'd be like, why isn't it...
Tom Clancy would hate you.
Why isn't it a submarine? That's what Tom Clancy would say. He's prancercising. He is running like a silly boy.
Dope hat, Dumbledore.
High knees. While he's explaining this, I'm just gonna dive in.
Or the haint farted.
I have been saying that name incorrectly.
Look at these bitches. Fuck you.
What kind of entrance is this?
It's the kind of entrance that a bunch of bitches wearing nipple hats make. I just don't... approve of any of this.
They have blue butterflies in their lady parts, I guess.
Did somebody just cast a pants-tightening spell? That's another boner joke in case anyone's counting.
Was that... I think it's like 6 at this point.
Drink? I don't know.
Yeah! That's good. Let's do that. I don't know. I wasn't that impressed.
So, just... I can't. My, what big sticks they have.
I know they're from Bulgaria, but they are rushing into this room.
Boo.
Do you get it?
Yeah, I wish I didn't.
But seriously, there's no way they're not from Russia. This is the most Russian thing that's ever happened. Look, he's walking in. He killed some bear and put it on his coat.
It was cold.
Unbelievable. Then you got this fucking guy. Does he know that he's getting rained on right now?
I think he forgot his umbrella.
He's magic. He could just make an umbrella.
Yeah, he is.
I've never been so turned on in my life. How many interruptions are there going to be during this meal? Aren't we trying to eat?
Just trying to help them pace themselves.
Fuck that. just sounds like a lot of work. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It sounds like it would really get in the way of my Netflix queue.
Oh my god, freak out. It's like they've never seen lightning before.
They're acting like my mom's terrier. I just love how drunk he is. Like, I aspire to this.
Ooh, are those Skechers?
I'm more concerned. Do you think Batman knows that he stole his contraption?
Great question.
Yeah, I'm gonna drink one for that. If you guys have a drink, you should drink. Every time Moody drinks, that's another one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with that too. Bullshit.
Well, they are handling this news like adults.
Shut the fuck up! Ooh, magic. I love it when there's magic in Harry Potter. That's the name of the movie.
Drink. Hey, sexy.
Hey, sexy. The Triwizard Tournament has begun. It doesn't seem like it's begun.
It kind of has, though.
Nothing's really happening.
Yeah, but look, it begun.
Okay. This guy looks like Jason Segel's weird, alcoholic older brother. What is he doing in there with that goblet?
What isn't he doing?
Is he going to be, like, making love to it or something?
Probably. Apparently not.
I don't think anyone was, like, jumping in to ask a bunch of questions, you know, like...
Yeah, like, he is not the guy that you would challenge on day one.
She's already, like, freaking out about it.
Well, this is very upsetting. His use of chalk is violent.
He is aggressively... chalking that board. God, this guy is fucking awesome. Is there a curse that gives them all a haircut simultaneously?
That would be the best. I don't feel like this is approved curriculum.
That's why Hermione has that look on her face. Gross. Why? Nope. 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 Don't.
Oh.
There we go. That's much better. That feels good. I like that.
Okay, this man is clearly lunatic and unfit to teach, let alone be around children.
Well, this took a turn. It was fun before.
Was it?
Yeah, I was having a good time.
Spider face fun?
The Imperious Curse, also known as Tequila.
Yeah, smoking herbology.
You beat me to it. What's going on in these other jars, by the way?
Unnecessary.
Yeah, it's all unnecessary.
Ugh, Neville, that is a true before picture if I ever saw one.
I'm gonna kill this thing on your desk because you're being a total buzzkill right now.
No spiders were Avada Kedavra'd in the making of this film.
Oh yeah, we don't want to get PETA involved here. Not getting drunk with me yet. This is where that gets uncomfortable.
Come on.
Like, the amount of time that has passed.
A lot of tension.
In front of that whole room. Well, that happened.
That was a lot.
Just like my dad.
God, Hermione, you on your period?
I'm about to beat the Water Temple without a strategy guide. Oh, I think the stained glass is crying.
So emo. That's what she said.
Whatever, Cedric.
Put it in, Cedric.
You definitely don't look even more handsome when your hair is wet from the rainfall, so... Fred and George. God, she is such a buzzkill. It's the official slogan of the tea party.
Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Oh, Can you imagine if Fred or George was actually selected to be in this tournament?
It would be a lot funnier of a movie.
Yeah. There are a lot of dudes I know that would, like, actively try to do that.
For the beard?
Yeah, because they just can't grow facial hair.
Well, those are prolific beards.
Yeah, those are like, I've been in a monastery for the last 50 years.
I haven't seen a beard like that since Katie Holmes.
Oh, God. That was amazing.
If looks could get you pregnant.
You need to stop flirting with the goddamn enemy, Hermione. That shit's not gonna fly.
She's got commie fever.
Unacceptable. I'm pretty convinced that wizards are just fucking lazy. Like, that's the whole, you know, like...
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of show for very simple things, you know?
Yeah, like, I could just walk over and slide that thing, you know, a few feet into frame.
Wait, was he the only one
from... Yeah, I mean... That
is that it?
There's not, that's not a big shock to me.
It's like the only one that we know about.
The vodka will be flowing in the Durmstrang ship. Is that where they're staying?
Yeah, it's the boat.
Okay.
Is that Claire Danes?
Heyo. Boner alert. It's not Claire Danes. I looked into it. Whatever.
He deserves it because he's the most attractive.
Well, as long as none of the events happen during the day or involve wooden stakes or garlic, he should be good. Should we talk about how much Barty Crouch looks like Hitler?
Yeah, more like Barty Kraut. Am I right?
Oh, God. There's a lot of those today, aren't there?
Give me more.
What is it, Snape? Is Jimmy trapped in the well?
I was gonna say. Lassie. Karkaroff is not pleased.
Whose name is gonna be on this piece of paper?
Oh my God, I hope it's Hermione. Say what? Uh-oh. Oh my God, chill out.
Dad's home and he is pissed.
You woke Daddy.
Oh man.
Oh.
Ron's looking at Harry like I look at teenagers in the movie theater.
His ginger rage has been activated.
Well, this is uncomfortable. At least McGonagall gives a shit. She's like, I got you, boo. Kind of weird pleasure chamber is this? Whoa.
I don't think he can touch him like that.
Pump the brakes. Let's leave it to the German. Mein Führer.
Is there maybe a magical loophole? But like it's a quattro wizard champion now?
God damn it, Harry. Look what you did, you little jerk.
I mean, he looks pretty guilty in that shot.
That gargoyle is hitting the sauce. That we take this party back to her place.
I like this rebellious streak she's showing.
I know. It's so hot.
Arguable.
That was misleading, Dumbledore.
Yeah, keep an eye on Harry, but not that freak show thing, your normal one.
That, like, just happened, so I know what memory that was.
That's good. Oh my god, Ron is so butthurt.
Sounds like they're breaking up with each other. Seamus and Neville are just like, well.
Did you just call him Jameson?
No, I called him Seamus.
Oh, I thought you called him Jameson.
No, that must be
Freudian.
Yeah.
Again.
But let's just call him Seamuson from now on. That's pretty good. I think that's solid.
I like those jammies, Harry. Whoa, let's keep it PG, guys.
Everything else aside, that was some terrible timing for a piss off.
Like, yeah. Like when he's snuggling in.
Fuck you.
Oh, she's looking fine, though.
Really?
Kinda.
I don't think so.
She's got it all.
Your name makes you sound like a cartoon character.
Not creepy.
That's inappropriate.
Oh.
So much touching. No one's volunteering because you're a total bitch. Stranger danger.
No.
That's a burn. like the 2 a.m. booty call spell. Just don't love him in a biblical way because he's 14. Well, that was interesting. And here is a clay model of Hogwarts.
So lifelike. Wow, they really put the owl shit gun on full blast building the set.
You know what? I kind of like it. It's like raw. It's real. It's like a Martin Scorsese film. This owl is a badass. So don't bring any ladies back to the common room.
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
It never is.
Kind of vain, Harry.
That's not news. Aren't we supposed to, like, put this fire out when we all go to bed? Oh my god.
Sirius is looking pretty hot. Get it?
Shut up.
Get it?
Get over yourself, Harry. Yeah.
Totally,
right?
Yeah, like just a dream.
I think it'd be best if we all just forget about it. Just like your grandparents don't stop being racist. This fire is super paranoid.
Well, that's comforting.
He doesn't have any friends.
Not anymore.
It's Love Love, and here's Harry with the service. Oh, and Ron with a beautiful return. 15 love.
That's what my mom used to tell me.
They both need a haircut. I think that would help.
That is slow-burning paper.
It's magical. Well, that's what you get when you hang out with Neville. A lot of plant talk and a whole lot of nothing. Hermione and Ginny look like they're sister wives right now.
Whoa! Somebody get Harry some burn gel. That's pretty good.
Sweet Uggs, Ginny.
Of all the characters to wear Uggs, Ginny is the uggiest.
Oh my God, Hagrid.
How could you tell?
Are you taking us to a weird sex party or something?
This is about to get really eyes wide shut.
Carcosa.
Your costume. Oh my God, is he gonna watch him do it?
Well, you're like 9 feet tall, so I don't think that's gonna happen. We need to get this trick into the WNBA.
That's what she said. Later. Smokey the Bear is not happy about this.
Only you can prevent forbidden forest fires. Shooter! Shooter!
Is Daenerys nearby?
Yeah, I know.
She should be happy about this.
We need the Khaleesi here. No, he didn't, because he's being a dick right now.
We broke up. Thanks for bringing it up again.
Man, the nameless students of Hogwarts are really getting in some good burns right now.
Kids can be so cruel. Well, they're better than the Team Jacob ones. Wait, isn't he supposed to be sparkling? Why isn't he sparkling?
God, these kids are all fucking geniuses. We don't need your pity. Ron's hanging out with Seamus.
Seamuson?
Really scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
The whiskey barrel. What the fuck?
What is it with teenage boys hanging out in trees with this movie?
I don't know, but it makes them seem very villainous.
Makes them seem very childish.
Villainous.
They're like six. that kind of covers all the bases.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Oh, he's so much more handsome now.
Kind of looks like a cat. Oh my god, this just became fanfic.
That is the second time Draco's gotten in his pants.
Drink! Just did, so I guess you sometimes do that.
I would follow this guy to the end of the earth. Oh, look at all these sex toys. Dude must have mad game. Did he just take his leg off?
Yeah, it's about to get funky. It's really weird.
That's how you kick off a sex party right there. Remove a limb
and mount it.
Cuz what else says it's about to get weird than taking your leg off
and put it on your desk?
Yeah.
I hated it when my professors did that during office hours. I hope that's not a euphemism.
It might be. Sounds super unnecessary.
But you're not a fairy princess.
Everything. Fainting.
Pissing off Snape.
Not finishing Quidditch matches.
Being an orphan.
Not getting a haircut.
Yeah, that about sums it up.
Yeah, those are his strengths. I missed that. What about a wand?
I don't know. Sex.
Harry has so many strengths that we had to go over all of them.
Sorry.
I just love Fred and George so much. Okay. They're basically bookies now, which is awesome.
It's a natural trajectory for them.
Anything shady at Hogwarts, they got their hands in it.
That's right. What if it wasn't, though? That'd be weird.
It's kind of awkward. They could just, like, text each other.
Great point.
Oh, god damn it.
God damn it.
Unless you have vodka or Beats by Dre.
I said good day.
Why aren't you all leaving? I said good day.
is the opposite of an Irish goodbye. She looks like she's ready for fencing.
That dragon is adorable.
She's really selling that fake look of surprise.
I think he's drunk.
Gotta catch them all.
I think they only have to catch one, though.
Yeah, but was it Pokemon?
Oh, okay. Up. Oh, Filch just preed.
I've never heard that term before.
He preed his pants. Prematurely ejaculated.
No, I get it. Let's just move on.
Okay.
It's nice that they let Harry go last.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have more time to clean up his blood and guts.
Well, sure. Maximus. Maximus.
It's hard to tell if they're chanting dragon or Harry.
Oh my god, what's gonna happen?
He's probably gonna breathe real loud.
Holy fuck. So no one in the stadium saw that giant fucking dragon just, like, chilling over there?
You know, we've come a long way from the troll CGI. Just saying.
Yeah, this dragon looks pretty good. You're gonna have to stop sucking, Harry. Wait, it's pronounced Accio?
Yeah, dude. You bet your Accio.
Oh, God. I'm gonna take away your Mike's Hard Lemonade if you keep doing that. Peace, bitches!
Oh, but my god.
I don't think that's allowed to happen.
The dragon is loose.
Are the adults not going to jump in and help him?
What?
That is by far the best thing I've done on one of these audio hustles. I guess I can just quit now. Oh, man. Harry just got schooled by that dragon.
Typical.
At school. Do you see what I did there?
I saw what you did there.
Okay.
I heard it.
This is my house.
That was a good dragon impression.
Thank you. I part-time as a dragon impersonator.
Oh my god. Get your shit together, Harry. Does this dragon know that it can fly? Why is it pussyfooting about the side of the castle? I'm gonna get you.
Maybe.
I'm gonna get you. It'll teach you to lose your frisbee in my yard again. At this point, I would just give up. You know, if I was the dragon, I'd just be like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go to Wendy's.
Take the egg.
Let's go to Wendy's. Go home, dragon. You're drunk. Chilling here. What's going on? Let's go to IHOP. I think Hermione is excited about Harry not dying.
Did she really think he was going to die? Did she not know there was like three more books?
Yeah.
Pretty sweet edit, though.
Everyone loves him again. Whoa, Seamuson. You can't just kiss Harry's egg. He's really milking this. Everyone likes me again.
Oh, there it goes. And you're unpopular.
That's what you get for being a douche.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the best way to talk about people, though.
Oh, okay. Here's your best friend medal, Ron.
This is exhausting. They just need to make out and get it over with. Whatever, Hermione. Go study or something.
It's probably your worst burn yet.
And Harry's gotten more action in the last 6 seconds than I did in 4 years of high school.
Yeah, how many dragons did you evade in high school?
Like, zero?
Yeah, like none.
Whatever, Claire.
Well, that's being generous. Calling him a bonbon.
She is kind of a slut, though.
How much are you supposed to tip him?
How about not dunking his head in the toilet? That's his tip. He's a scarecrow. Everyone's laughing at you, Ron.
Sign me up.
On Christmas Eve, I eat enchiladas and drink margaritas with my family, and then we go to church like goddamn Americans. Oh shit. God damn it.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Do we have to go with girls?
Nailing that alliteration.
What did she say? I was just staring at her mouth. Ron is a prancing lion, isn't he?
Don't act like you don't want it, Ron.
Yeah, I've never been so jealous of Ron in my entire life.
Leave room for Jesus.
I'm just gonna throw this out there. Girls are weird and they're gross, and it's very uncool to dance with them.
Yes, Neville. This is your moment! You magnificent nerd.
Whatever, it's just training for football practice. That's what I always said when people walked in on me dancing by myself. Woof.
Nailed it.
Another euphemism. Ho, Ice Queen. She'd give Elsa a run for her money.
Oh my god.
Did she just eat something out of his beard?
She needs to get her hand out of her mouth. It's upsetting.
That's how girls act, right, Claire?
Mm-hmm. And that's how dudes walk.
Yeah. High knees whenever possible, if Filch has taught me anything. I can't begin to tell you how often packs of girls would just follow me around school. It got tiring. It's a pretty good Neville burn.
It's really unnecessary. Neville's whole life is a burn.
I don't know. I think you just went soft on us because you thought it was adorable when he was dancing by himself. Took him a long time to read that.
He has a year one reading level.
Yeah. Hustle tip. If you're going to ask out a girl, don't hit her in the face with paper right beforehand. Don't know if you know that, Claire.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Careful. I don't think you can do that, Snape.
I would go to the ball with Snape any day.
Oh, shit.
That was kind of implied.
I don't know. I liked the drama of it.
Well, she said she wouldn't be going alone.
He just doesn't give a fuck anymore. Physically abuse all the students.
Winter is coming.
Holy shit, that's where the Owlry is? I would never walk that far. Even for a date, especially for a date. Oh my god, Asian! Are they dancing?
She totally wants the D.
Right. I wondered, would you... Oh, god damn it.
That's a fun thing to wonder.
This is not good. God, this is a bloodbath. But what he means is, fuck, shit, god damn it, son of a bitch. I'm just gonna stay at home and watch Netflix. I wish I got dramatic music like that when a girl turned me down in high school.
And you could just sigh on like a red velvet couch. That's a weird thing to say.
I get it, though. It's sort of my move, Ron.
And twins!
Wheels turning. Wheels turning. There it is.
I like the smooth jazz.
Yeah, I didn't know they got Kenny G to play their...
Get you in the mood.
Their ball.
For romance.
Is it even worth calling this a fashion emergency?
It's pretty obvious.
It's like a fashion apocalypse. Fucking Harry looks like Johnny Cash. Dodgy is a nice word for your collar.
It's not really the robe's fault, though, is it?
Yeah, that's just bad hygiene.
Hashtag Weasley problems. His name's Mickey?
I love you, Minerva, but that information would have been better to have, like, 4 days ago. Oh, man. Even Minerva's throwing shade at him.
Some expert shade, though.
Oh, yeah.
McGonagall style.
She's... Oh.
Oh.
They are looking nice. And the ugly duckling is a swan. That's a real song, so don't bother looking it up. Speechless. I can't even right now. Who's this drip Fleur's walking with? Does Harry remember how to walk like a person? Yeah, yeah.
Subtle.
What is it with the girls in the school asking people to take their waist? Is that a European thing?
It's a magical thing.
Okay.
I am a little surprised that they didn't open with a Macarena.
Yeah.
Maybe Dumbledore will kick it up.
I think Filch is going to get lucky tonight.
Hey.
There's way too much upper body strength required for this dance. I would not. Oh, Neville.
Oh my god.
Look at Ginny.
So cute.
She's adorable.
This is how I deal with most dances. Drunkenly humming to myself in a corner.
He is throwing them back like I would have done in high school if I had been cool.
She is wearing an entire fabric store worth of fabric.
Yeah. Hobby Lobby is calling for reinforcements right now. In case you guys don't know, this is Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead.
Yeah, and the song is jammin'.
They would have asked Tom York to be in it, but I think he would have been too scary.
He's too magical.
I think he would have tried to make it too real. Our guys are just killing it at this dance.
Oh, who's a comedian now?
Or a slut. It's hard to tell.
It's very little difference. Play it cool, Hermione.
Vodka. It's a pretty good point. An even better point would be to tell Ron to get a haircut. stuff. Probably. That went well.
Life of the party.
He's way too old. Also, fuck you, Ron. I'd do what she says in this circumstance.
He really does. Boys always do.
It's just make out club left. Getting fresh. Well, that was a nice evening, don't you think?
Yeah.
Is this Brandon Stark's bedroom? Never mind. Is he? No. No, he's not. Okay, all right, good. Just touch and go there for a second. I mean, anyway, back to Nightmareville.
Clues!
I don't know about you, but I'm getting kind of bored with this dream. Go to bed, Neville. You're drunk. You're definitely drunk. All right, Mom. Because they were knocking the boots, right?
Yeah. Wow, brag much, Hermione? You sex-crazy monkey.
This is a great fucking psych up speech. She should be a motivational speaker. God, he's wearing the shit out of that scarf right now.
Mm-hmm. It was just the tip. What is he suggesting?
If that's not innuendo, I don't know what is.
Is it okay if I'm excited by that idea?
Probably not, since they're all like 14.
Whoops.
Mull things over. And whatever else you feel like doing in there. It's the prefect's bathroom. No rules, bro. Is he taking a bath in a slushy?
It's a milkshake.
Okay. I didn't know the prefects had mermaid porn going on while they took a bath. It's a really sexy toilet pose.
Oh my god.
I don't think she's talking about the egg.
Okay, Myrtle, you are seriously a predator right now.
I'm just gonna watch.
Not the best rhyme.
I think she's insinuating that she saw his penis. No touching. Like shopping on Amazon when you're drunk. Yeah, he's not David Blaine. Boing. Oh, God damn it. You don't ever tell Hermione to stop studying. That is a golden rule. Oh my God, Neville, no one gives a shit. Amen. God bless you, Neville. You simple creature.
You magnificent green thumb genius.
Fred and George, bookies from the borough.
Neville's a dealer now.
Yep. He's a pusher. That looks disgusting, by the way. I'd have to put that in a cheeseburger to get it down.
I I don't know, but I do know it's time for another task.
Ew. Well, that's an elaborate setup. I think they had to bring Lady Gaga's road crew in to build this stuff.
They're wizards, they use magic.
Shut up. I think Moody learned that one from my dad.
Starting strong.
Is he transforming into someone who doesn't suck?
Gross. Good acting.
Great kid, don't get cocky. That's my Han Solo impression.
It worked.
Okay.
Was he sightseeing down there? Shake a leg.
My ears would be having none of that. I like his little wand holster. Interesting that Fleur went with the one piece. It's not very French of her. Okay.
This is getting scary. The French are notorious quitters.
That's right. Is his hair breathing? Swim, my little fishy. That's unsettling.
Wow. Underwater is not a good look on these guys. Ron looks like a bloated Ronald McDonald mannequin.
That was definitely more efficient. Underwater's not a good look for Cho either.
Mm-mm.
Wow, they are taking this seriously. Oh my God. That was very Russian of him.
Yeah, this whole sequence is really suspenseful, to be honest. Appropriately so.
Who's this little blonde chick? Oh, that's a...
Fleur's little sister.
Yeah.
Duh. God.
Random blonde chick who's gonna die. Come on, Harry.
God, he is going to get so laid tonight.
I got her. I'm awesome.
Is that a coffee pot right there? The transformations in and out of animals in this series, it's always pretty gross.
Yeah, not the most elegant.
Well, this is a little bit of a roadblock. What is their problem? Why are they being dicks? Alright, this is excessive. There we go. Do you think those were baby mer people?
No, they had too many.
Oh yeah, no, they have a name.
They're like
Grindylows.
The end.
He is so fucked. There's no way he's getting out of this one.
He's like, oh wait, I have magic.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, he looks great.
Nice.
Keep it in your pants, Fleur.
Yeah, she is just giving it away. Well, that was really catty. What? Bullshit. That's not so bad. Did you notice that Harry was the only one who saved a dude?
It's a little weird.
Should we read into that at all? Or?
It's a little weird.
I think of it often when I invade Poland. Music is certainly indicating that it was important.
Clues.
I like that his response to everything is to just hit the sauce.
We share that trait.
Yeah. Harry's being all emo. What's wrong, Harry?
Nothing.
shit. Barty Crouch is down, y'all.
I said, fuck you, guy.
Yeah, someone's been live tweeting it.
Who live tweets things anymore?
I don't know, assholes. Go fuck yourself.
Wordplay.
I couldn't get through it.
Well, this seems normal.
It's a baller office. Oh my god. Is that what he meant by sharp?
Wait, are those candy? Harry, this is why you don't touch things.
Hot tub! Oh, it's not a hot tub.
Not at all.
That would have been even more baller to have in his office, though. Just what? Saying. Yeah, definitely stick your wand in it. I'm just kidding, kids. Don't stick your wand in things. Okay, here we go. What up, everyone?
Albus is looking good in his young age.
He looks exactly the same. That is a pretty intense cage.
That cage is absolutely not fucking around.
It's very important that you don't sneeze while you're in that cage. Duh. God, this guy's singing like he's Justin Bieber or some shit. He was really satisfied with that one, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, Dumbledore. This is an official meeting. You can't just, like, speak out of turn. No matter how brilliant your beard is.
And it is brilliant.
Wait for it. Oh, there we go.
Nope.
You ain't going nowhere. I'd also be pretty upset about how many stacks of paper he knocked over.
Those little lizardly tongue flicks are very evil.
I thought they were kind of hot. I mean, what?
What? It's been known to kill cats.
All 9 times.
Like, maybe check Azkaban? See if Junior is where he should be?
Like weddings that don't serve alcohol. Not really. Just disowned him on the spot.
Yeah, it didn't seem too destroyed.
Like a sex dream? Go on. And I hadn't studied for my final, and the test was today. What? No. No way. Right?
That seems like bad advice.
No, it's good advice. It's from Dumbledore. Hey, we can come back if this is a bad time.
Nothing going on here.
I didn't know Snape had lines in this movie.
It's pronounced herb. Use of it on an X. How do we feel about that?
I'll allow it. Okay, he for real sounded like Emperor Palpatine just now.
I was like, can we talk about how adept Snape seems at date rape?
Yeah, it was, it's gross. Oh, that was cool. Just slam it in his face.
This is very jaunty music, so it's about to be a very sad day.
John Philip Sousa March. Is that right?
Yeah, he's a person.
All right, good. Cedric's dad is way too into this. Living vicariously through his very much alive son.
Oh god, Harry doesn't even have a friend there.
Not until he gets a haircut.
Wow. Fleur's tracksuit is a juicy couture emergency.
It's a more specific fashion emergency. Mm-hmm. So deep, you guys. She's still in this tournament? That's cute.
Withdrawing is not an effective method.
I don't believe it. And break. That was a really uplifting speech.
Harry appears to be wearing jammies, so...
Why not?
That does not bode well.
That definitely won't be the last hug that you guys have, so don't worry about it.
Oh, fucking Filch, every goddamn time.
Bye.
Wow, that bush is out of control.
just overgrown. The bush. That definitely looks possible to complete that maze.
Where did the fun music go?
They replaced it with nightmares. I should not have had chili before this. I gotta take a dump. Is that a toilet? Is it that way? Oh god. I just pooped myself.
That vampire speed might come in handy right here.
What was that? Ugh. Poor Fleur. She just... can never get her shit together. Maybe don't go that way.
Some World War II commentary right there.
Ugh, that's...
The bush will have her.
That is unsettling. Taken by the bush. Aha! Hey, you're not vodka.
He should really get those cataracts checked out.
Yeah. Does not look healthy. Oh, she's gone.
When you play the Goblet of Fire...
you either win... or get swallowed by the bush. Is any? I don't think anyone's coming for her at that point.
I don't feel like anyone's paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah, this bush has a mind of its own.
It's thirsty for man blood.
It's kind of amazing to me how often that spell works.
Seems to be the only one that you really need to know.
Yeah.
It's not very sportsmanlike.
I know. Acting like a couple Italians. This is getting intense. Just leave him, Harry.
Seriously, he would be better off if you left him.
He doesn't matter. Just go get the cup.
Gollum.
The cup is a metaphor for Cho.
That's a great point.
Well, that was a close one. I'm genuinely relieved at this moment.
Not for long.
God.
For a moment, I thought that'd be pretty hot. What a storm this bush is creating.
I just imagine it like the Truman Show, and there's some bald guy up in like a sky dome just controlling the whole thing. This does not look like where we are supposed to end up.
Where are the Sousa March trumpets?
Just got a three-eyed crow and a statue of death.
You win!
So maybe just take it back to where you were, right? The giant cauldron didn't tip you off.
Oh, so this is how he becomes a vampire.
That happened quickly. Oh, it's alive! Ugh. Whatever stew you're making, I do not want any.
Add some chicken stock? Baby, you got a stew going.
Whew.
Would not a finger do? The whole hand really necessary?
Yes, God, do you know nothing about magic?
And no.
Giant cauldrons and spells and shit? Hmm. Ugh.
Fire hazard.
It kind of looks like Alien from the movie Alien. It's kind of convenient that his robe just, you know, appears.
I want a vapor robe.
He's really sensually touching himself. I feel like we need to give him a minute.
Or five.
Wormtail can't believe it. Holy shit, that worked. He is not fucking around. No hello. No thank you for bringing me back to life. Just give me my wand, you piece of shit. That was a little misleading. Do you think he ruined anyone's, like, plans?
I hope there was a dinner party that just got very interrupted.
Yeah.
Those hats are as fetching as ever.
So pokes on Facebook don't count? I think he's pissed. Ooh. Slippery friend sounds derogatory.
That cuts deep.
Shut up, Wormtail.
Oh my god, who asked you?
Just go bleed in the corner.
Harry's got great seats for this, though.
Yeah, he's like, who the fuck? Who do you think you are, Michael Jackson? Whoa. Don't touch him with your feet, at least.
Disrespect.
Very disrespectful. I mean, I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm listening. This is very useful exposition. Thank you, Voldy Bear.
Making it weird. Oh, and now there's moaning. There's some arousal in those eyes.
It's quite a deep V he's sporting.
Yeah. Got that robe from American Apparel. It's kind of a dick move to bring his mother into this.
You know when kids play with their food and you're like, you're going to eat that eventually.
Yeah.
That's kind of what's going on here, okay. I think.
Like a Whopper? You're not supposed to cross the streams, guys. If I learned anything from Ghostbusters, it's that.
Oh, it's like a heart.
Yeah, that's definitely what it looks like, Claire. Oh, hey, it's Cedric.
Hey, Hottie. Hey, it's the old guy.
Frank!
Wow, the whole gang's here.
Where's Tupac? Use the force, Luke. Oh, that was masterfully done.
No, no, no.
Stop applauding. No. Stop cheering.
Stop the march.
This music is too jaunty.
Stop. Stop it all. What a mess. We are switching series now. Please alert Bella. Who's that old guy?
That's too soon, Claire.
Sorry. Well, I mean,
I'm kidding. Sorry. It was totally fine. But don't make any grieving father jokes.
Cho's very conflicted right now. She's like, how long do I need to wait before I get on Harry? Do not trust him.
That did not go well.
It's a quick walk they made, though.
What's gonna happen now? They gonna have a nice chat?
Probably play some Bananagrams. Stop looking like you want to lick his blood.
It's an odd question. Why would you be asking that? Pray tell. Speaking of nightmares, that's why you don't run out of whiskey, right? Mm-hmm. Bum, bum, bum.
Shit. Do not speak about him that way.
I don't know. I thought that was a pretty good burn. This is like book one all over again.
Awesome timing, Dumbledore.
So that's really all it takes? Why do you have 16 locks on this chest if it's going to open with one?
Swish.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello? Hello?
I hope he has a book down there or something.
Couple weeks of Sudoku?
Yeah.
Got long johns.
Nope. 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 Definitely not. Just no. That's the guy from the thing.
That's the thing, yeah. Would you call him a Time Lord?
That is correct, Claire. Whoa.
Disappointing.
Whoa.
Keep your tongue in your mouth.
We should have done that a long time ago.
Yes.
That was a really tense half hour.
And handsome. And handsome. Handsome.
I think we get it.
Let's get real.
Truth bombs. Sparkled in the daylight.
This is a pretty good you googly, Dumbledore.
Yeah, he's a good you googlizer. We did get Moody out of that sex dungeon, though, right? He's
maybe
not still.
We did? Maybe we didn't. So he was a flamer from a young age.
Sorry. So you call him a flamer, but you're not going to make a gay joke for this?
This is serious.
Okay. All right. I agree. Yeah, totally. I definitely wasn't getting my hopes up about that. Okay, fine. I'll go to the gym. Is this where we write Hackus in everyone's yearbook?
Mm-hmm. You know, folks are remarkably cheerful here, all things considered. I'm not even going to make a joke this time.
All right. He had a moment there.
Yeah, he did.
skulking from the sidelines, getting ready for the next movie.
A merman just died.
That errant cannonball just murdered a family of mer people. Now, what makes you say that?
It's very stoic.
Well said, Harry. He's such a dick.
God. Pulling teeth with these guys.
Please tell me we're going to freeze frame this ending. I want them all to end that way from now on.
Yep. Good news. Slow-mo fade out. Happy ending! Bye!
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, that's the end of this movie. Thank you for downloading. Thanks for putting up with our meandering conversation throughout
like
the whole thing.
I like to call it banter, but yeah, thanks for letting
me play. I don't even know if I feel comfortable with calling it banter.
I was trying to say thank you for letting me play along, Dickweed.
Okay. Well, what did you think, Claire? Was it fun?
That was a movie.
It was a movie.
It was acceptable. It was emotional. I feel like I grew a lot as a person.
Yeah. Things changed.
Yep.
For me.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty goddamn scary there for a while, too.
There were a lot of very intense scenes. I was actually quite breathless at times. No breath.
Okay. Well, again, thank you guys for downloading, and we'll see you for the next movie.
I won't, though. Bye.
Bye.